Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne. I so appreciate you tuning in, whether it's currently or at a later time, and have a really juicy topic today. And before we get started, I would really like the opportunity to get present. And I have already been up and moving for several hours this morning, and so I will do the tune in just as much as provide the tuning in for you all. So if you are driving, please shut this down until you get someplace where you can listen to it and fully participate, or turn down the volume for the next few minutes, and then you can turn it back up. So here's the deal, and I'm sorry for all the ums. Wow, I just said that about 12 times. Let's just breathe deeply. Deeply in and feel our feet on the ground. Feel our seat. Kind of wiggle your butt a little bit in your seat. And feel that connection, that gravity, that beat, that pull down into Mother Earth. Being in our bodies and our physicality is so important, especially for spiritual entrepreneurs and leaders like ourselves. So sending your breath down and towards your back. And let's breathe into the right side of your body. From your right ear, the right cheek, down the right side of your neck and throat, your right shoulder. Breathing in down your side and your left, your right hip, all the way down your right leg. And allow that whole right side to expand and hold that energy that is our beautiful, powerful doing and thought-based logical energy. Thank you. And we'll breathe into our left side. And starting with the top of our head and breathing down through the ear and the left side of our throat and down through our left shoulder into our beautiful heart space and down our side and our waist and into our left hip and down our left leg. And then I'd like to breathe into our back. Feeling the back of our head, the back of our neck, our shoulders, where we hold so much tension in our trapezius, down our spine. Sending that beautiful energy and oxygen down through the back side of us, through our tailbone, and down even the backs of our legs. Yeah, we breathe into the front. We notice the front of our body so much, and we rarely tune into the back and our structure that holds us. And then finally, just breathing into the top of our head so that we're connected to our source and our divine and our highest energy and purpose. And a final, just looking around and calling back any energy that might be thinking about what's coming next, what's on our calendar, what we need to be doing. I even ask that you not multitask. If you can, just sit and be still for the next 15, 20 minutes and just allow yourself this time to unplug and recharge. It's funny how we have to unplug from our phones and our computers and our busyness to totally charge ourselves up. And we'll start seeing our little icon of our battery filling up with the energy that the divine and Mother Earth energy is providing to us. And it's from this fullest place that we can be our most powerful, our most present, our most focused, and our most true self. Today's topic is about swallowing our words. And this is a big one for me. The last week or two, we've been discussing throat chakra in magic school. And the clearing and the ramifications of what happens when we have locks in our throat chakra, which it was news to me to realize that that space is not just our throat where we swallow and the front of us where we tend to, especially women, put our hands over our throat very often when we're talking or making a point. But our throat chakra, the whole energy space includes our ears, our sinus cavities in the front of our face and around our nose. Besides our mouth, it also includes our jaw and our jawline, which connects around the back of our skull and the back of our neck and the upper part of our shoulders, where we hold so much tension. And doing clearings with a variety of modalities in the last week or two, whether it be with practice sessions with my priestess sisters or through, I actually had the pleasure of a medicine bowl, Tibetan bowl healing, where the bowls were placed on my body and she actually balanced one right on the in between my collarbone and my throat and several other places and put them on either side of my ears. And what a release that was for me as she played those bowls around me. The other thing that I'm learning is how often I have swallowed my words, swallowed my truth, swallowed my anger, swallowed the sharing of what is truly non-negotiable needs for myself in relationship. Why? Because I wanted to be loved. And then what happens is when we do finally get to the place where we no longer can hold it in, we explode, or I do. I'll speak for myself. And it's very interesting to me to see how this, I love when the universe is showing these messages, showing up in so many ways in the last week or two. I attended a business leadership mastery that included a personal leadership piece as well as a speaking academy that I chose to attend at the end of the week. Big week for me speaking my truth. So what did I end up with? A cough, a dry cough, a bit of a sore throat, some blocks towards the back of my neck that were so painful. And one night, the night before actually attending this course, the speaking course, I was eating dinner and I had this strange locking in my jaw. It was so painful. You may have done it before where you are just doing a normal chewing thing and all of a sudden like your whole jaw is like out of place. I don't know. I know how I did it. I wasn't eating anything difficult. It was a salad with some salmon in it. Goodness. And I just chewed just a little off and my whole jaw felt like it went out of place to the point where my teeth didn't even meet in the same place. The pain was excruciating and I realized it was another message that I need to speak my truth. And this is not easy. My speaking has typically come from my head, from my brilliant intellect, which is great. You know, really beautiful choice of words, lots of passion, yet I'm not connecting very often because I'm not coming from deep within my essence. When I speak from that place, people truly see me. They connect and they trust me. And it's taken me years to get to this place. A, for fear that people wouldn't like me if I really truly showed them. And B, I wasn't even sure I knew who the real me was. So what I'd like to just share with you a couple things today is around what type of woman are you? Are you someone who argues loudly, screaming, yelling, it with a rage, with a lot of emotion and passion? Or are you someone when you're in relationship, you hide and you back down and you let the other person control and make the decisions, even though it's against what you would prefer? Or are you C, the third type of woman, where I get passionate about teaching this and hanging out with these kind of women because it helps me to stay in this place? And that is from a place of I own who I am, I speak what I want and need, and I can discuss versus argue. I can actually get to a place where I can share from my deepest, most real self, this is who I am. And you know what? I have these non-negotiable needs. And to be in relationship, this is what I want and need from you. That truth-telling is scary, or it was for me. So I'm so curious. I would love to hear which of those three types of women you are. I was one of those screamers. I was very loud and vocal in many of my relationships. You can even ask my staff back in the day when I was a workaholic and under so much stress. And then I was in a marriage where he was way more controlling and I backed down. I figured, you know what? Maybe it's time for him to take over and run the world, and I can like sit back and just be a passenger. And you know what? That's when my teeth grinding started. That's when my teeth clenching started. I was just Googling that. There's actually a term for it, bruxism, that is about clenching or grinding your teeth. And it is a sign of unexpressed anger. They even say that in the medical community. So how would it feel to be on the other side of sharing your anger? Do you feel like you would die? Do you feel like your person that you're in love with or you're in relationship with would leave you if you truly expressed what makes you angry? Do you feel like you can actually share who you are and what you need at the very most basic place within you? Or does that make you look weak, whiny, needy? Those are all shadow parts of ourselves that we need to claim. And it, you know what? We do need people. I didn't want to express that for a long time. I didn't want to need anyone. I was independent, goddammit. There was actually a term for that back in the college days. If you didn't want to run or join a sorority, you were GDI, goddamned independent. And yet I'm learning more and more that I am not on this planet to be here by myself, to lead a life where I have to do it all. So as an evolutionary entrepreneur, these are the women I want to work with. The women that are the solo breadwinners, the ones that are trying to handle everything from juggling grocery shopping and cooking and managing the house and the garden and paying all the bills because there's no one else and there's no other income to support. It is from this place that we can grow into a deeper, wider, and more open space. So what I'm curious is, as we move forward in this space of opening and speaking our truth, would you be willing to do some exercises with me? And what this looks like is, you kind of need to be, well, actually you don't kind of, you actually need to be in a space where you can be loud, where you can look a little weird, and where you can totally express what is hidden deep within you. And what that looks like is maybe going to your car and or going to your basement and or going in the shower, finding some space where you're all alone and you can really let it hang out. I actually have done this work in community, and I also have done it on my own, and it really doesn't matter as long as you're in a space where you can let it all go. And it's scary because you have no idea what's going to come out of you. It's funny how we actually are afraid of what is inside us because it is so powerful. And yet if we don't go in and look and we don't manage it and we don't know what's in there, it runs us. It's our default operating system, which is why shadow work is so important. So let's just take a minute. And if you have the time, you're in a space where you can be loud, be noisy, be authentically real and you, and think of something that you've been holding on to. And it could be as slight as somebody taking the last of the water of the water pitcher that was sitting on the table at the conference last week, which did kind of upset me because it was like, excuse me, I needed water, and she filled up her whole water bottle. And it was annoying. Or it could be something big, like, why did you leave Dad when I most needed you when I was growing up? You pick. And you're not going to get all the way through the big stuff, but at least getting the, how do you want to call it, like almost moving the lid off the pot so to let some of the steam out will help from that pressure being built up within your system. This is especially good for anybody who does clench their teeth. This is especially good for somebody who feels like they swallow their words and they may have sores in their mouth, or they may bite the inside of their mouth, or they may bite their tongue. There's a reason why we say that, because it is about holding back words, holding back anger, holding back our truth. And for many of us, it's scary to express this because maybe our ancestors were hung for speaking their truth. Maybe we're afraid people will leave, and we so want and need to be loved. Whatever that is, it doesn't matter, because we're going to do this all by ourselves. And I ask you to commit to that. And whether you do it right now in this moment with me, or you do it on your own at another time when you're in the shower and you can, please do this for yourself. In practicing this letting go, letting out yesterday, I felt a huge release in that same place where my jaw kind of jumped out of place last Thursday night. And I'd even done some other work energy-wise around it, and it hadn't totally reset my jawline where my teeth met in the right place. My dentist would be happy, because she would not have been happy if she saw it before. So I'm going to share it with you, and I'm going to move the phone a little bit away from my mouth, but I am going to ask that you take the next minute, that seems like a very long time, and you release whatever is in you. It may come out like a growl, It may come out like a whine or a scream. And it may come out like a just a low moan. It doesn't matter. But let's let some of it out. I don't know what's going to happen for me, but I'm going to start the timer in a few seconds. So I just invite you to stand up where all of the energy can flow within your body and do this with me. So here's the countdown. 3, 2, 1. About being vulnerable. I didn't know what that was going to be. But my whole body feels tingling with energy moving through it. And I'd like to say that maybe something that was clogged or stuck in there has released. And on the other side of release is so much freedom. So much more of where we want to go. So much more of where we say we want to be. And what holds us back? Nobody's limiting us but ourselves. And I'm going to ask that you think about how you can either just practice something as simple as the lion's breath from yoga, where you open your eyes really wide. Stick your tongue out all the way down till you're trying to get it to reach your chin, and you exhale with a loud sound. Or you take a minute or 5 minutes and scream and yell and cry and let it all go. From this place, you will feel a sense of groundedness. You will feel the energy in your body that you want to tap into. And you will feel the power of your presence. That was big. I don't know what just happened, and I'd be really curious to see how that might change for what inspired words, what messaging comes out in your marketing, what might show up in your blogs, and just even how you talk to your partner. One of the things I learned about the throat chakra, which I find fascinating, is the back of our skull, the very back of our throat, is where we store all of the ideas of who we are and how we relate to the world, how we talk about who we are, how we express ourselves, how we show up and tell somebody at a networking event who we are and what we're up to. If there's a lot of blocks there about I'm not worthy and I can't really talk about it from a place where I'm going to be vulnerable, so I have to put on an act, pretend, or even shrink, that will show up. And there may be a lot of pain. There's a lot of people that have that headache from that way back there, or neck ache. So before I close, I just would love to let you all know that even though I am very gifted at intuitively working with women on the self-limiting shadows and blocks that are in their way of getting to their next level of expansion, even around supporting you on the up-leveling issues, I'm only a few steps ahead of you. And some of you may be a few steps ahead of me. And that's what we're here for. We're here to guide and support each other. There's no comparison. That's a win-lose game. And if you are ready to do some digging and deeper work so that you can be more fully expressed in how you show up in the world, I would love to talk with you. Connect with me at DeborahLeanne.com or on Facebook, search Deborah Leanne Women's Leadership Catalyst and message me there. Or you can reach me by email at Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com. I look forward to connecting, whether it's for a virtual cup of tea to hear what's going on with you and how I might better serve you through my Wednesday Wisdom radio show, or in my weekly blog that I do, Weekly Wisdom, my video series. By the way, I'm going to do a quick announcement that I am doing a free three-part, it's an Introduction to Art of Feminine Presence series. It starts this Friday, and I would love for you to join me. It doesn't cost anything except for just your time and a little tiny bit that it will, a $15 nominal charge that will allow you to invest in something that you can keep these videos forever and hold on to them to play back at your leisure. Check in on Facebook to get more information or on my website. Until next week, take excellent care and speak your truth.